Welcome to the Turning Pain into Power podcast. My name is Davina Faust, and I am a life transformation expert. My goal for this podcast is to bring you some positivity every single week and to inspire you to recognize that your struggles are just part of your story. I have completely changed my life, and I just want you to know that you can do the same thing. I'll also be bringing on some really incredible people who are just like you, who have learned to turn their own pain into power. This episode was brought to you by Just Strong Clothing. Just Strong Clothing is a lifestyle brand for strong women. Whether you are an experienced lifter, a new starter, or have simply overcome great adversaries in your life, the Just Strong community is here to make sure you never give up. With t-shirts and crop tops, hoodies, vests, leggings, shorts, and bottoms, just like the squat, the clothing is a symbol of standing back up, fighting against any resistance life throws at you, and becoming stronger. And if you'd like a 10% off discount, head on over to the checkout and use the code DAVFAUST10 for 10% off your purchase. Be strong, and let's get into the show.
Today's episode is coming from a very vulnerable place. I'm not sure what's going to happen, but I think it's time for me to share something really personal with you guys. And that is one of the relationships in my life. So this has been a relationship that I have been in for a long time, and I haven't really openly discussed it because it's something that is still teaching me new things every day, and it's something that I'm still investigating. I'm still kind of trying to make sense with the role that it plays in my life, but I have to start from the very beginning. So if you follow me on social media, you know that I've been pretty open in discussing how I was bullied as a child and how it really took a hit on my confidence and my self-esteem. And through it all, there was always this relationship that got me through. Anytime I was bored, anytime I felt lonely, anytime I was happy, anytime I was sad, anytime I was depressed, anytime I had a bad day, anytime I was stressed, anytime I was celebrating something, I would turn to my relationship with food. And for a long time, when I was trying to lose weight, I would try to compromise my relationship with food. And I would, you know, go on starvation diets, or I would only drink Slim Fast shakes. And I'm talking like 14, 15 years old. These are things that I would do. I tried the South Beach diet and the Atkins diet, and I would try to just restrict my relationship with food. But it always came back to my emotions and how I was feeling on certain days. Typically how it would play out would be that, you know, I would commit to a strict diet and I would stay with it for a couple days, and then something would happen, whether it be, you know, I was upset about something or I was just feeling lonely. I would remember that food was always there for me. This thing that I could eat right now would make me feel really happy. It would make me just feel so relieved and so at peace if I just ate this one thing. So I would break my diet and I would go after, you know, the McDonald's, the chocolate cookie, the bowl of cereal, just anything. And I would just eat. And it got to a place where I wasn't eating because I was hungry. I was just eating to fill a void. And I really didn't feel hungry if I ate faster and faster and faster. And when I began the process of changing my life, when I began to really think about how I wanted my lifestyle to change, I realized that I had to separate food and love. I could no longer look for food for that sense of love, because food doesn't love you back. Food is just something that you can bring into your body for nourishment. You need to love yourself. You need to look for love in other people. You need to look for love in the things that you're a part of. You need to look for love in your community. Look for love in your family, in your pets. Most of all, it needs to come from you. So this was something that took a lot of work. And honestly, it's still kind of is a work in progress, and it may always will be. And even after I lost 50 pounds, I was still kind of trying to navigate this relationship that I had with food. You know, if I were to have a cheat day, cheat days would be absolutely insane. Like, I would just eat whatever I wanted nonstop all day, these binge sessions that I would have. And not to say like cheat day is a bad thing, but you need to think about the intensity of how you're celebrating these binges. You need to think about the underlying reason of going after this food. Do you think that you are lacking something without this food right now? Do you think that, well, this is something that I'm kind of still navigating, to be honest with you. If I have a night where I'm feeling lonely or I'm bored or there's nothing happening, you know, maybe I'll think of things that I could get at Whole Foods, or maybe I'll think of what I could prep right now that I'm not doing anything. And it's something that I'm really, really investigating. And I'm coming from a place of love and a place of curiosity of, why am I putting food up on a pedestal? Why do I choose to give it such significance in my life? Remember, it doesn't love me back. The biggest difference is now I'm at a place where anytime I'm feeling disappointed, anytime I'm feeling lonely, anytime I'm feeling heartbroken, angry, you know, stressed out, I do have those gremlins in the back of my head that say, just go get yourself a slice of cake, or go out and buy a bottle of wine and drink it all. Who cares? And those are the moments that test me. Those are the moments that really demonstrate my growth, in that you can seek happiness in this temporary fix, or you can fix the problem at its root. And that's something that I've been really pursuing lately, and I've really been seeing a difference overall. If I can pursue this from a scientific perspective, and then I can tie in my own life experience and emotional connection to food and emotional eating, I can help heal other people full circle. So I'm very much looking forward to that. And I hope that within the next year, I can begin creating content and creating courses for you guys all about this topic. Learning how to love myself has been the most challenging part of my lifestyle journey. It was very easy for me to pick workout regimens over and over again. And it was very easy for me to track my calories and to track coming in versus out. It was easy for me to start drinking more water. It was easy for me to pursue this healthy lifestyle. But having to rework this was an absolute overhaul. And I've come such a long way, and I'm so proud of myself. And I am so happy to say that I love myself. I find value in who I am, and I feel beautiful, and I feel worthy, and I feel smart. I feel like I am personable. I feel confident. I feel like I'm a good person. I feel like I have so much that I can offer the world. And I know that this concept of love is something that I deserve, is something that I can give willingly, and it's something that I appreciate when I recognize it from other people or from other sources, and I don't need to find it from food anymore. It's something that's really great. So I feel incredible. And if you're watching this and you can relate to this at all, I want you to feel incredible. And that's why I have set the goal within the next year to get certified with an emotional eating certification, because I think if I can come at this concept of emotional eating from a scientific, psychological perspective, as well as a nutrition perspective, I can tie that into my own life experience and my own ability to share my heart. And I really hope that I can help a lot of people. If this video resonated with you in some way, please let me know. I would absolutely love to connect with you and hear your story and talk to you about this. And if I were to offer a course in the future about emotional eating, I would absolutely love to have you be a part of it. So definitely send me an email, Davina@flaptofears.com, if that is something you would be interested in, because I am thinking that it's something that I need to look further into and help other people conquer. So if you were hoping that I would give you a little bit of insight of my personal life, my love life, my dating, sorry. Got nothing. But I hope you found this insightful anyway, and I can't wait to see you Friday.
My goal for this podcast is to always spread some positive vibes. And to keep that good energy flowing, it would mean a lot to me if you could share this episode with your friends or leave a nice review on iTunes. Or you could always find me on Instagram @DavinaFaust and take a screenshot of the episode. But remember, no matter what it looks like for you, your happiness is worth fighting for.